Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we thank you for giving us wisdom concerning the days to come so that we don't get confused when things happen. And Lord, you've been keeping us ahead of the story for quite a while, and we thank you so much for this. And also, what can we do about it, Lord? We can walk in holiness and close to you and under the blood of the Lamb of Passover. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, all right, saints, I'm going to continue with Impeachers Will Be Impeached. And I'm going to start with some revelations here concerning the bringing down of the Capitol as it was, the deep state. Amen. This first revelation is Trump wins and a Capitol building blows, meaning blows up. In fact, I think I'll put that there, blows up. And Sandy Shaw had this one on this November the 8th, 2019, and Donna Merlin transcribed it, and I'm going to share it with you. It's very interesting. She said, the way this dream starts, I knew it was election night, and it was late. I turned the TV on to see the news. Trump had definitely won, which we know. They were so surprised. A blue state had turned red. Okay, I kind of think that's been happening. Blue states turning red. A lot of people are getting their eyes opened. But this is going to be, whatever this is probably going to be significant. Then all of a sudden there was breaking news. They showed a Capitol building blowing up. And she said, I don't know where. I believe that this blowing up is probably spiritual. The blowing up part is probably spiritual. Other dreams have the Capitol falling to an earthquake, which we know is spiritual because it is a shaking. But it could also be physical because we've had an earthquake that actually almost did it, you know. Other dreams seem to say that it is one of our own Capitol buildings and that the deep state government is going to be devastated, as we're seeing happen now spiritually. The liberals are falling all apart, losing all support, trying to impeach President Trump, and they are destroying themselves in the view of all, and are turning on one another, and we'll lose the election. So, she said there was fire all around, and I looked at Jeff and said, Civil War has physically started, and no turning back. Yep. They will be backed into a corner, and they are being backed into a corner, and the higher-ups, the elite, don't want to get caught. They don't want the trail to go all the way up to them. They don't mind, you know, them locking up or shooting or offering suicide to these people because they're nothing to them. They just use them for their furtherance, but they don't want to come up the ladder to take them. So civil war has physically started and no turning back. So you know that these criminals are desperate enough to try to start a world war with Russia, for goodness sake, in order to cover for their stuff. They don't care anything about humanity. They only care about themselves. But they're desperate, and they have nothing left to do at the time of this but war against the people and the elected government. So watch out for famine, plague, sword, and fire. These are the methods that Babylon used to conquer the apostate people of God. But of course, then it's their turn, because Cyrus, as a type of Trump, and his armies will bring them down, just like in history. And the Edomites will lose by the hand of God. Well, that's where Sandy woke up. She said, in random, by faith, received Ezekiel 31, 12 through 14. And her finger was on 14. And strangers, the terrible of the nations, have cut him off and have left him upon the mountains and in all the valleys. His branches are fallen, his boughs are broken by all the watercourses of the land, and all the peoples of the earth are gone down from his shadow and have left him. Well, this is obviously, this text speaks of the fall of Pharaoh, which, as I pointed out to you, you know, at the Red Sea in particular, which was also compared to Babylon in quite a few texts that I pointed out to you. So I'm guessing that this is the fall of the deep state here. Upon his ruin, all the birds of the heavens shall dwell, and all the beasts of the field shall be upon his branches. To the end that none of all the trees by the waters exalt themselves in their stature, neither set their top among the thick boughs, nor that their mighty ones stand up on their height, even all that drink water, for they are all delivered unto death, to the nether parts of the earth, in the midst of the children of men, with them that go down to the pit. Yes. So this is I believe the fall of the deep state, as it will, its government. As you know, it's invaded all of the United States government and slowly being weeded out, and revelations to come are going to reveal very deep, deep evil from these people, and the Lord is going to bring them down. And then this next one was given to Lisa Gold, and it's all about the Capitol being nuked. Well, there it is again, right? Okay. We have good reason to prove this time that the nuke is not physical but spiritual. And Lisa got this back on 8/23/14. And just recently sent it again, which is very timely because, you know, these all came to us together to think on. This is a short dream I had a few years ago. I didn't write it down at the time, but always remember. Again, this is back in 2014, but always remember some of it. One night last week before going to sleep, I asked the Lord to either give me the dream again or bring it all back to my memory. And a few minutes later, I remembered how the dream went. Praise the Lord. Yep, it must be important. I saw a big mushroom cloud rise up over the White House. Now, this cloud wasn't the White House. As you know, if you nuked the White House, the cloud would be the White House. There would be no cloud rising up over it. You understand? We'll see that in just a minute. I believe the Lord showed me that the house behind the White House is the deep state attacking the White House and President Trump. Well, let me say that this is probably President Trump taking out the deep state. The building that's behind the White House is where the explosion came from, as we will see. And it's bringing down that evil government. A mushroom cloud represents how severe this spiritual attack is. Yes. That's the building that's going to explode. That's why the cloud is over the White House. And again, I believe it to be a spiritual explosion, not a physical one. We can see them taking themselves down now. They don't even need Trump. Trump sits back and waits till they kill themselves off. Don't interfere when your enemy is destroying himself, right? So he don't have to do anything here, and he's not doing anything. He's sitting back and again, continuing the investigation. So this is actually their destruction at their own hands. You know, anybody that lays a trap falls into it themselves, don't they? Anybody that lays a snare, it will catch them, won't it? That's the word of the Lord. Back when I had this dream, I never imagined that something like this would be happening. The attacks against the president and his supporters, etc. It was a scary sight, and people were panicking everywhere. The darkness of the land, on the land, represents spiritual darkness, and there has been chaos breaking out sporadically. But if the deep state were to succeed, there would be mass chaos. Yes. I was in Texas looking towards the East Coast. So in her dream, she was in Texas. However, when she had the dream, she hadn't moved to Texas. She says, I should note that we recently moved to Texas from Delaware. And at the time of this dream, I had no idea we would move to Texas. So, yeah, that's a really good confirmation, right? Even though I was far away, I could see it clearly. I think the reason I was able to see it from where I was is because we all can see in the natural right now the attacks on Trump. Yes, even leftists or liberals are, I should say more liberals, are seeing this and actually changing sides, for goodness sake. You know, it was like I could see all the states, but it was more like looking at a map. Hard to explain. I remember there was something about a northern state, which I believe was Minnesota, because I knew it began with an M. I don't know what it was. The Lord has not shown me more about that. As this was happening, I knew chaos was breaking out. I prayed and then asked the Lord, where did this come from? Meaning the nuke, right? Then I was caught up with the Lord and he took me over to the White House. So it was still there, right? Which looked enormous in size. The building looked the same as it is actually is right now, just really big. And the White House was still there and large in the eyes of the people. And the spiritual explosion did not take it down. Could this mean that the White House and President Trump will retain his power with the people while the criminals running the House and parts of the Senate are taken down? I believe so. And he showed me a smaller white building behind it. And I said, this is where it came from. Yes. And from other testimonies, that's where the explosion happens. This building behind it. Could this be the mostly underground, this is my note here, back then, okay? Could this be the mostly underground building built at the intersection of the Underground Railroad to house the House and Senate in case of an attack? A friend of ours, by the name of Brandon, was a nurse who was looking at a chart in a patient's room, in a hospital room, when a man walked in with the briefcase and opened it to show him a drawing of this building. The man said, These walls were made to fall inward, not outward. Then he put the drawing back in his briefcase and was leaving the room. Brandon was very curious and had a whole bunch of questions, so he followed him out. But when he got to the hall, he looked both ways, but the man was gone. And there was no way he could have ducked into a room that fast. He was clearly an angel. And I believe this is the Capitol building which will fall on the lawmakers. No, it's not the White House. It's this building that is a joint between the House and Senate and the presidents. And so I believe that what we're seeing right now is the destruction of both the criminals in the Senate who are trying to turn the Senate to bring about removing Trump from office, and the criminals in the House, which are overwhelmingly Democrat, but not all, because all of them have been caught, and they're afraid that they're going to be prosecuted for their evil, and all of them are fighting furiously and brainlessly against this administration in order to keep from going down. It's not going to happen. They're going down. So, she said, just as I got the words out, I knew the answer was yes. Where did it come from? That building. And even though this was a horrible thing, I felt peace because I knew the Lord was with me. And then there was this follow-up dream. I had a dream that Nancy Pelosi was attacking me. I think I was asking her if she knows about the Lord. And I realized that she was just wasting my time, and I was planning to attack me. I'm not sure, but I thought she was going behind this shed-type building, frame with no walls, to change into a swarm of bees. Then she attacked me and I ran. Well, bees are like a conglomeration of a bunch of little creatures that, you know, get angry and go after people. And, you know, kind of like the deep state's doing. And she said, I don't remember much else. Maybe this is confirmation of an attack from them. I do believe this is an attack from them. And I'm not sure. I think Angelica had this dream. So, I have to check on that. This follow-up dream, confirmation dream. And, of course, you know Nancy Pelosi has been in on all the deep state corruption, and her family is a organized crime family. And they've done a lot of evil and should be in jail. Well, and so here's, I believe, a confirmation of all that we've just said. It's portions of Ken Dewey's prophecies on the fall of the Capitol, on the deep state lawmakers. You've heard this before, I imagine, but I'm trying to gather from different places, different parts of the puzzle here. And Ken said, Washington, D.C. will dance and then fall. Now, we did an update on this in 2016, where I said, I think this speaks of the buildings in an earthquake dancing. It could be. It could be physical or spiritual. However, Pam pointed out that there are inaugural dancing balls from about January 17th through the 21st. Of 2017. And So that was the first opportunity for that to happen, but it didn't happen then. Like a lot of dreams, they skip a year, skip 2 years, skip 3 years, or a bunch of years before they come to pass. The left has planned that 1 million angry protesters show up for the inauguration on 1/20 and 17. Well, we know how that worked out, didn't we? It was pretty much of a failure. They just made fools of themselves in front of most of the public. They never have been able to put their finger on the pulse of the average American. They just haven't, and it just makes them look real bad. Thank God. Because they are real bad. So anyway, we have wondered if this is not the time for judgment to fall. Yes. Well, we know now that it is later than that, and could come very quickly. Men will frantically search the rubble, Ken said, looking for their leaders. This nation will go down to rise different than when it fell, thank God. I will stop them short of their plans. Ken also had a revelation about the Red Sea. And the interesting thing was that he got that about the same time we were talking a lot about the Red Sea, too. I've never actually met Ken, you know, so it was interesting. And I will be in the White House, the Lord says. I will be in the White House. I will be in the ruins, making sure the right men rise. I am definitely going to turn things around. I will shut the mouth of the arrogant, and the silence will be golden. And signed, Jesus Christ. Praise God. Silence from all of the railing and slander and chaos fomented by the left will be golden. They have not done their job. They haven't done any of their job. They should be fired simply on the grounds that they haven't done their job. The only thing they've done is try to destroy the president and his administration for the purpose of not getting caught. But they've been caught. And just the information is needing to get out, and it will. And he said, you must know and be ready, because without me, you will not stand. Yes, there's going to be an attack on America by these people who claim to be Americans, but they are far from it. They are actually a bunch of demons. And so there are people who are living under the Passover lamb, and they will stand. And so he's warning us to be ready here. I will shake things off their foundations to uncover the wicked plan of the enemy to destroy this land. I will move to stop the present administration and the Democratic Party. That was the Obama administration. They will fall and fall hard in the shaking. As you know, Obama is still at the head of his administration and has been meddling in this government ever since. So, yes, he's still going down. Many evil men will die the death. Yes, tragic death. Cutting them short of their goal. You must know and realize that I will strike the very ground they walk on. And that could be a physical earthquake, as also we know it to be a spiritual earthquake, because suddenly the government, a good portion of the government, is going to be gone. Now, we know that they're going to lock a lot of them up, and as I said, with the case against them, some of them will be shot. Some of them will be suicided. Take their choice, you know, to reveal everything to their family and the public, or just take the shot, right? So they've already done that with several, and they can do it with a lot more. Going on, Washington, D.C. will be shaken, the buildings and the government leaders. So bad, there will have to be an emergency leadership set up, and in the setting up of it, many changes will result. That's awesome. Because these are the people in the government have resisted every decent change. I will raise up new leaders to walk in a different way. The present administration will cease, and many others. And again, that's the Obama administration. And let me say, other nations will lose their corrupt governments, because this is the first of many quakes that will circle the globe. You understand? The Democratic Party will be devastated. We hope it never rises again. We hope there will be no such thing as the Democratic Party, at least in the state it's in now. The name may continue, but the state it's in now will not. The Democratic Party will be devastated. I move to make a statement to the people of America. Yes, he is going to say that he's not in favor of these wicked people, and that our God, the Lord Jesus, is greater than their God, Satan. He said, catastrophe times three. This has been my warning in the past that you have written, earthquakes. Look for them on the West Coast and on the East Coast and on the New Madrid, which will split. And, of course, this is exactly what we've taught, too, even though we didn't know about Ken, and I think we've been teaching it longer than Ken has prophesied it quite a bit. There will result major destruction, and many will perish. That's what the Lord said. I have heard the Lord speaking about 2016 and saying a lot of things of great importance. By the words that I've heard about the change of president, it sounds as if this nation will see its government fall down so hard that there will be, of a necessity, a whole new order begun to replace the fallen. In the midst of this turmoil, there is going to be a great time of blessing for the people of God. Yes, indeed, and that's going to start very soon. And I don't say, I like the term the people of God. That is the people who follow God, right? Who are submitting to God. It's not the people of the harlot, right? The harlot is going to be judged by Babylon before Babylon falls. And he says, the blessing that he talked to me about was in the form of building. He said he would call many Noahs to build what he calls his arks of safety. Yes, we know about that too. The fact is, the Lord has many thousands of his people in this land, and he intends to protect them from the storm that is coming. In this year, we can expect to see the Lord taking from the wicked and giving to his people. Well, that's right. Actually, when Trump started office, he began to do that, and we ain't seen nothing yet. As it was just before Israel went into the wilderness, right? Which is the tribulation. They were greatly blessed. He said 2016 will actually be a time of building of this of his body, preparing them for the great judgment that is coming. And at the time of the body of Christ building, there will be a great time of the ungodly falling. Yes. And we thank you, Father, for all that you're doing for your people and delivering them from bondage to Babylon. Babylon, Lord, has destroyed your people, and it has brought them into corruption. It has invaded the church, And that's why the Babylon is both religious and secular. It has invaded the church, and many of the leaders are actually members of the dragon. And these will come down. The people will follow Moses into the wilderness. So here's another one that speaks to this. It's about repairing the Passover for the East Coast earthquake to take down the Capitol. Isn't that interesting? Once again, we've had quite a few of these, and there's some more out there, but I don't think I'll get to them. And I wrote this article for 19 and 2012. And Deborah Horton put some notes in it, too. And Rick Sergeant, who has sent us dreams before, on 4/19/12, he said, "I saw the word earthquake in red letters. I then saw these words, 'Great destruction will impede traveling.'" Yes, the kind of earthquakes we're talking about are going to separate the continent to where bridges in most places will be impossible. "Then I saw the number 85, and I did not know what this number meant." Well, after asking the Lord to explain to me about this 85, this is me speaking now, I received this revelation from Deborah Horton within 2 days, and 85 is emphasized again. She didn't know about Rick's dream. Here I was restoring I-85 overpass, or pass over, going to Washington, D.C., the Capitol. Restoring the Passover, right? Well, when the Capitol falls, we will need a Passover lamb. We will need to understand this. We tried to talk a lot about this because of the plans of the deep state to destroy Christianity in this country. Obama had a bigger plan, and it didn't come to pass because Hillary didn't go in there. And that's why he invaded this country with so many Muslims and other people that want to destroy Christians and take over this land like they've taken over many other lands. Okay. So I was restoring I-85 overpass or Passover going to Washington, D.C., where a record earthquake had just happened as a sign of the great earthquake to come. And here's a portion of it. Deborah, there was a highway work crew repairing the overpass where I-85 goes over Highway 29. My thought was the spiritual road crew represents those reformers who restore the paths to dwell in, like Isaiah 58 and 12 says. "And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places, and thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations." In other words, a return. Reformers, a return to the way it was given in the days of Jesus. "And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in." And then Deborah's note here, overpass is a wordplay on Passover. If we want the Lord to pass over our sins, we must forgive everyone. But I was giving place to doubt and bitterness about a particular person when I had this dream. In real life, the place where I-85 passes over Highway 29 was chewed up by heavy trucks going to and from the smelly multi-state landfill. So Deb knows about this place, And this is a good exhortation to anybody listening. If you've got unforgiveness or bitterness or criticism or anger, all of them come from unforgiveness. And if you've got that, you don't have a Passover. Because you don't forgive, you are not forgiven. So repent quickly. There are things coming that are going to take a lot of people out. At the landfill, there is as large as a small mountain, and part of it was finally patched. So we could say that the I-85 overpass, or Passover, has been kept in disrepair by trucks creating a mountain of garbage. We know about that. Our government is going nowhere, around in circles, you know. Because of a mountain of garbage, anything that they can dig up and lie about, all of it's been proven to be a lie, every bit of it, and yet they keep on going. Yeah. They have to. They consider the fact that they'll end up in jail, dead, or caught for all of their evil. You can't have those demons, as we discovered here locally. When these demons invade a person, there is every kind of spiritual and physical corruption. Because they think they can get away with any and everything. And their lusts just carry them in every kind of different crazy directions. Yes, and when you see a person that's crazy like they are, they're guilty. They've got those demons. They're doing the same thing. That's what they do. And when they're goofy and crazy and they can't answer a question straight and all these things, just know they've been into fornication. Okay. They're afraid of getting caught with all this child molestation and sacrificing, you know. Okay, the truck's causing the mountain of garbage, representing the magnitude of stinking thinking and ways of those who give in to factions and their false Jesus and apostate leadership. Or their evil leadership in D.C., my thought is. That would explain why below David was repairing the road. Isaiah 58:12, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Deb later told me 85 is meaning 8 equals new beginning and 5 equals grace. Highway 29 mostly parallels and covers I-85, zigzagging back and forth across the path of I-85. All right. Here's comments from Rick's emails in Deborah Horton's dream. David was over a highway work crew repairing the I-85 overpass. My note, Passover of Highway 29, which represents the coming East Coast earthquake, meaning God's people must be prepared through faith and good works to escape these quakes. So, in the natural, Highway 29 goes to the heart of Washington, D.C., which speaks of the future quake. USGS says the epicenter of the 8-23-11, 5.8, which is 85 backwards, quake was 5 miles south-southwest of Mineral, Virginia, which is 84 miles to D.C., probably 85 to the White House. Yeah, probably so. Number 29 may mean a second quake or judgment. 2 equals second or division by earthquake, and 9 equals judgment. 2 is the first number of division, right? So I made a note back in 4/21/2012. I am convinced of the spiritual revelation of the number 85 as a Passover and that these quakes are coming. But it is interesting that A Passover is being repaired on the I-85 interstate going over Highway 29 and goes 84 or 85 miles from the epicenter of the last quake in Virginia to D.C., where the same 5.8 quake judged the Washington Monument and the Statue of Liberty and cracked the White House. Now, if that ain't a sign, I don't know what is. An earthquake has already attacked Washington, D.C., the capital. And thank God it was only a 5.8. But you know what that revealed? A fault line that's already there. That's right. That can be easily set off again, kind of like the San Andreas, you know. There's not a chance that that is not a sign. Government and liberty will be changed by this. I am convinced that we must be entitled to the Passover of this judgment, which was paid for by Jesus when it does come. Make sure your heart is right with God and your brethren by abiding in Jesus Christ. Amen. Draw close to the Lord. You can't do your family any good if you're teaching them to sin, right? You must pray for them, believe for them, and act in accordance with your prayers. So here's one. Enemies will fall in the Capitol. Eve Brast, 7/12/2016. She said, I had prayed at the Monday night prayer meeting for a confirmation dream about the things that we all had discussed and prayed about concerning this country. And it was a confirmation of just what we said that night. That means her dream was. On Tuesday morning, I had this dream. I had a dream within a dream that I was high up at the edge of a balcony inside the Capitol Rotunda in D.C. This is a junction for the House, Senate, and President's Room. Right? That's what the rotunda is. And it's a symbol of our government, a joining of the House, Senate, and President's Room at the Capitol Rotunda. This balance of powers and constitution has been usurped by this president, which I said back then, and that was Obama. But it appears not for long, because we believed at that time that Cyrus was coming in and was going to conquer him. By God's grace, and I put an update here, and God's grace gave us President Trump. Just as we thought. And I was sitting in a car. He was sitting in a car, which we thought was associated with a future part of our ministry that would fall if the government didn't change. Meaning, of course, if Obama would have been able to carry out his plans like he was working on, and Hillary was to continue in, because they're both deep staters. It's not that they like one another, it's just the fact that they're all greedy and full of hatred, just like every factious person is. And so if the government didn't change, our ministry would be threatened. The car also had a red leather interior. Wow, that's probably washed in the blood, huh? The car was teetering on the edge of the balcony, and there was no railing. I could look up and see the domed ceiling of the rotunda near the roof of the car. I then leaned forward to look down, which you don't want to do if you're teetering on the edge, is lean forward, right? We don't want to do that. Don't do that. look down towards the foundation through the front windshield of the car. Well, the whole car then slid forward and began falling towards the floor and foundation of the building. All I could see everywhere was the white curvature of the walls and the floor below. It was like falling downward inside a large white grain silo. And, my point was a symbol of our ministry to the people falling if the criminal government stayed in office under Hillary. And she said, as I got closer to hitting the bottom, I could make out all the cracks in the foundation. Well, cracks they didn't know were there. They thought they pretty well had everything in hand, you know. But now we're discovering there's evidence everywhere. They're not very good at covering their trail. Criminals that are delusional and murderous are not good at doing these kind of things. And so they didn't cover their trails, and there's cracks everywhere, and they're being caught. And the cracks symbolize the instability of the Obama government and the Hillary government that was to be, but didn't. And it was all about to fall. And it's still falling, right? Yeah. Some of these people don't want to turn loose. Even after they're physically out of the government, they're still ruling through people that are in there. Because they're all deep staters. They've all been bought off. They've all been threatened with pictures. Yeah. Caught with little children and things like that. Nasty stuff. They've got all usurped money with our position having had all of this since 2011, teaching about faction. We have discovered that if they get in a position to steal, they will steal. They will destroy stuff that's not theirs, and they will steal. So here's Eve in the car, speeding towards the floor of the rotunda, right? It must be pretty fast. Probably didn't have time to think very much, right? Then a voice behind me said, command it to stop, meaning the car's plunge, right? Command it to stop. In the car was Eve and the symbol of the bride, of the last Adam, Jesus, but she and her authority will be saved. Okay. So I pointed to the front of the car and commanded it to stop falling. The car pulled up very swiftly and to the right. Oh, of course, to the right. A sign, this is my note here, a sign back then, by the way, a sign that the Obama-Hillary government will fail to bring down our ministry. And then I saw some maroon carpet appear in a room to the right on the floor, the ground floor, along with an old cherry wood desk and chair, that famous cherry wood desk, right? There were some books and an old lamp that was lit on the desk. And that is the president's room. Okay. And then I woke up from the dream inside the dream. I found myself standing back up on the edge of the high balcony with no railing. So everything was reversed. Behind me was a hallway with several rooms. It was semi-dark because there were important men laying on large cots in these rooms. So my note was, physically, there is nothing that high in the rotunda like this. This is a future spiritual government that is above the physical government. Because there's nothing physical that can be there, you see. Like, remember, her car was teetering, and the roof of the rotunda was right over her head. There was no rooms above her or anything. But there is a government that the world doesn't know about. They think it's Trump, but it's not. Yes, there is a government that is ruling through their faith, through their prayers, through their commands. They are ruling. And that government is coming to be fully manifested. Right now, it's in training on how to rule. And that's the man-child government. So since nothing could physically be up there, it had to be spiritual. And spiritual is the government that is above the physical. Yes. And they rule upon the earth, the Lord said in Revelation. People don't know that. That there is a government that is commanding things to happen or forbidding things to happen, and it's happening. Robin then walked up to me and asked, "Hey, Eve, anything new? Had any dreams lately?" I began telling her about the dream I had just woken up from when an angel appeared behind us and came and stood behind us. This reminds me of in our morning meeting just a day or two ago, 2 days, I think, Eve saw the angel in, we've got a drain the swamp sign over by the water purifier. And there's an angel that stands there all the time with a sword. And he reaches up and taps that sign with his sword. Well, he was standing there this time, but he didn't have his sword. He had an hourglass. Well, he's the angel we know about. Drain the swamp. That's it. That's where he's famous. Drain the swamp. Well, I'm thinking the Lord is saying it's just a matter of time and a little bit of time till the swamp is drained. So, anyway, back to the Revelation here. When an angel appeared behind us and came and stood behind us, he said, "The capital will fall. The capital will fall." In other words, the deep state government will fall. That's who's going to fall. They still think they're ruling. They're finding out differently. And they're very afraid. They've tried to stop Trump from actually doing his job, desperately tried, because they all knew that Hillary was going to go in there and every criminal of any kind would be safe. So he then went on to quote Amos 9:1 and pronounce judgments. He said, "The capital will fall." Amos 9:1 says, "I saw the Lord standing beside the altar, and he said, 'Smite the capitals, that the thresholds may shake.'" Well, the thresholds of the rotunda are to all of the branches of the deep state government. Okay. And the reason it says capitals, I believe, is that when the earthquake that is so large, it begins to shake all the way around the earth, it's going to take down governments. It is prophesied of the man-child that when he comes, governments will fall. Very interesting. So this is... I don't think Eve knew about this back when she had this revelation. Capitals, plural. In other words, the other deep state governments are falling too. You see, without America at the foundation of this thing, it's not going to make it anyway. And others are going to fall too. But I've told you that I did not believe that men were going to be able to overthrow the deep state. And neither did I think God was going to permit men to overthrow the deep state. Because you can see how they glorify men when something happens instead of God. I have to tell you, President Trump is a very smart man. Very smart man. But he can't make all these decisions that end up being the right one unless God is with him. And God is holding his hand, like he said in Isaiah. He's holding his hand. And he is directing him. But the Lord needs to get the glory for all of this. And you know what? Before the end, he will. He will get the glory for all of this. And it is for the purpose of waking up the nations to who he is. In other words, to bring a time of revival through the tribulation period. Because you remember how that at the Red Sea, the Israelites and their God became famous because he parted the Red Sea and took down all of Pharaoh's army. Him and his army took them down. Now that's a mighty God. And as the people of the nations reported unto them that they knew about their God, they knew about the parting of the Red Sea, and they were afraid of these people. You think it's going to be any different for the Christians, the real Christians in the days ahead? Nope. Not. They're going to have the fear of man on these people because of these people and because of their God. And let's see. Let me go back and read this again so I don't get you confused. I saw the Lord standing beside the altar, and he said, smite the capitals that the thresholds may shake. So that is all the branches of government. And break them in pieces on the head of all of them. Ooh. And I will slay the last of them with the sword. There shall not one of them flee away. There shall not one of them escape. Well, this is like Ken Dewey's revelation. Exactly. And I don't think Ken ever quoted this particular thing, but it's the same thing. I will slay the last of them with the sword. There shall not one of them flee away. There shall not one of them escape. And this is the same verse that Missy had received that day. The government buildings will fall by spiritual and or physical earthquake. I believe it will be a physical earthquake, which is a great shaking. And by the way, the devastation of an earthquake, when you look at the buildings, you think a bomb did hit them. Yeah. And this earthquake is going to come on those that God decides to take out so that a new government will have to be formed. And if things are going to change, you can't have this deadlock any longer. So God's going to break the deadlock. God is going to do it. His power is made perfect in weakness. That is man's weakness. God doesn't show perfect power as long as there's man ruling and reigning and doing things. Okay. So, I mean, not as much. The world looks at that. They give glory to the man. They don't give glory to God. And this would mean that the martial law conspiracy, again, this is the note that I wrote back then, because there was a conspiracy theory, right or wrong, that Obama planned to not let that election go through because of martial law, because of a catastrophe that he did. Right or wrong, that was the conspiracy that was out there. So I said that would mean that the martial law conspiracy for them to stay in office would not work. That's right. Yeah, it could very well have been his plan, but the Lord. Right? But the Lord. Then the angel disappeared and David came walking up to us. Now everything in a dream means something. And So the angel disappeared, and David came walking up to us. He wasn't really showing up until this time. And I believe this is a type of the man-child David reformers that are coming to power. Why is he walking up at this time? Okay. Then Philip Sapp came up holding his five-year-old son, John, who at that time I believe was a sign or a symbol. David said, "It's time to wake the others." Wake the others? Meaning somebody's already been awakened? Yes, it's David. David said, "It's time to wake the others." The others could mean one is already awake, David, and the others will follow. This is the spiritual government for God's people after the worldly one dies. Remember what happened with Pharaoh? When that government died, Moses took over. Amen. Our dreams have told us that the man-child body's head will be born first, as in the natural. We've got those revelations on our site that there is actually the man-child body has also a head on this earth, and it's going to be born first, meaning that this part is going to be the first part of the manifestation of the man-child ministry. So, John became very excited and clapped his hands and repeated what David had just said. John said to Philip, "I want to do it. I want to help wake them up." Well, you know, John the Baptist is the one that did it, isn't he? You can't think this stuff up when you're sound asleep. John the Baptist prepares the way for the coming of the Lord in the man-child government, as in history. You know, I'm not saying anything different here than I've always said for a long, long time, for many, many years, okay? It's just that God just keeps proving it over and over. So, John baptized, or symbolically resurrected, the man-child Jesus. He baptized Jesus. Jesus came up out of the water, which is a type of resurrection, right? And when the anointing came upon him, so Jesus got resurrection life and the anointing came upon him. That's like the man-child being caught up to the throne. Jesus was at this point in the throne of God. And Philip was among those surrounding John the Baptist when he first pointed out Jesus as the Lamb of God. Both Philip Sapp and Apostle Philip have the same one L spelling of their last name, Philip with one L. So Philip put John down. They both went into the first of the rooms to wake these men. And my note was at the time of the collapse, the John the Baptist repentance ministry will bring in the man-child ministry. With the collapse of the evil government in church and state, the man-child ministry government will begin. They were 12 young men in all, about 19 years old, and very big and strong, like linebackers on a football team. In other words, strong in spirit because of the anointing, right? Again, this is the government above the government. I didn't see them all, only the first one that was awakened, but I knew there were 12. We have many dreams of the coming 12 man children from UBM. And she went on to say, "I believe they are new leadership being raised up for God's people after things take a dive in this country." That's what she said. And my note was, after the fall of the carnal government, the spiritual government will arise, like Pharaoh, right? Because they were in that upper area with us, It was a place that couldn't have existed in the natural, being attached like that to the top of that domed rotunda. My note was the heads of the new spiritual government for the church. That's who these people are. When Pharaoh and his mighty men fell in the Red Sea tsunami, Moses was there to lead the people into the wilderness. And I've told you that the Lord has to do something to bring down the apostate leaders in the church. He did something in history. He brought Babylon against them to destroy them. And now the Babylon deep state is going to come against the people of God to destroy them, because they know that these are the people that are behind President Trump. And he's got all his hounds on their trail. And they'll be gone if they don't do something. They're in a hurry. And before this, the people had been under the Egyptian government, and now it was dead. And Moses and the people were free to go into the wilderness, tribulation. And she said, I had a feeling in the dream that David knew these young men and had been watching over them, maybe as a type of Jesus. Well, here's another point. We were prophesied to be the point of the spear of the man-child ministry. Now, the spear is the man-child ministry, but there's a point on that spear. It's just like the dream we've had about the baby being born and the head came out first, and we knew it was the head of the man-child that came out first. So there is actually a leadership on the earth of the man-child ministry. And that's what the 12 represented, because in dreams, several dreams, as a matter of fact, 12 man-childs from UBM, of course this is a symbolic number, were anointed. 12, of course, is the number of the completion, right, of government. 12 tribes, 12 apostles, etc. John ran up and started to shake the first man, who was very big like a football player. The men were all on these large cots, covered, even over their heads, with dark blue and green blankets. I woke up after seeing the first man get up. So my note was that back then these men are asleep, even their faces are covered as dead men. This is a resurrection, like at John's baptism for the man-child Jesus. Their heads are covered as a sign of illegal authority over them, as in 1 Corinthians 11, that a man should not have his head covered, for his head is Christ. But they're covered because, in effect, their ability to effectively govern has been usurped by Pharaoh's government. Yep, just like we saw that Obama's government was a danger and a hindrance to the coming man-child government, right? They will awaken to the fact that they have been prepared by God to take leadership when Pharaoh and his mighty men and the deep state, same thing, die in the Red Sea while chasing God's people. So they're going to be chasing God's people. The deep state is going to be chasing God's people. Listen to me. And they're going to die doing it. But it's going to be the hand of God. Remember, they couldn't do anything. They were backed up to the Red Sea, Moses and the whole gang. They couldn't do anything. God had to part the sea, and he had to bring it back on Pharaoh's army. And Babylon is compared to the exact same crossing of the Red Sea with the chariots and so forth. And so the parable is this for us, the deep state. is going to attempt to take down the people of God who support this government. And they're going to fail because God is going to intervene. Are they going to take down the false Christian government? Yes, they are. Yes, they're going to be permitted to take down the apostates because that's what Babylon did. They took down the apostate leadership, Jerusalem, at that time, of God's people. And just as Pharaoh and his army died in the Red Sea, the deep state government is going to die. And this is a sign that the wilderness tribulation is not far off. Eve said, I asked for a verse for these men and received Luke 8 and 23. Here it is in context. Luke 8, 22. Now it came to pass on one of those days that he entered into a boat himself and his disciples, and he said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. And he awoke and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. And they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And being afraid, they marveled, saying one to another, Who then is this? That he commandeth even the winds and the water, and they obey him. Yeah. So my note was, this saving of the ship is alluding to the Lord's command to stop the crash of the vehicle with Eve the bride in it. The man-child and these 12 men will be saved from the crashing vessel. At this point, I asked the Lord if these 12 men were the man-child or the disciples of the man-child, typed as David in the dream, and got no answer. But the thought then came to me that both could be true. The 12 are the man-child body, as in other dreams, and also the new leadership, man-child Jesus, raised up the 12 apostles to be the new leadership of the church. So no matter which parable you look at, it's there. It's still there. Because those 12 apostles were the new leadership of the church. And now, and Jesus is the apostle, right, is our apostle. And so the man-child is also an apostle. So I asked for a word, you said, for the dream and received Ezekiel 36 and 21. Here it is in context. But I had regard for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the nations, whither they went. This is exactly what the church has done to Christianity, the Lord's name, Christ, right? They have brought disrepute on Christianity. It's nothing like it looks like in the Bible. They claim the right to change the Bible, that all that passed away, although they can't find a verse for it. They claim the right to do that because they have no power. They have no gifts. They have not been sent. They went to a Bible school with the golden calves, and they got their certificate to rule. But they got no authority any more than the Pharisees or the Sadducees had authority over the people of God. They were awed at Jesus' authority. And in the supernatural realm, they were awed at his authority. But they didn't care. They wanted to kill him because he represented a threat to their continuation, just like the deep state and just like the religion of this apostate America. So the Lord had regard for his holy name, which the house of Israel, representing the church today, had profaned among the nations whither they went. Yes, they did not represent Christianity. They represented religions, dead religions. The so-called church has not represented Jesus or biblical Christianity, which is with power and holiness. And verse 22, therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord, I do not this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations whither ye went. Now, God is about to bring a great chastening upon the church. He has ordained the deep state to chasten the church and kill many. But he's also ordained, God has also ordained to save the church, those that he decides to save, from this situation. So, they profaned the name of the Lord in front of the world. God wants to bring in resurrection to his name, his nature, his character, his authority. What is Christianity? Which many churchgoers don't know what it is. They won't take the word of their Bible. They've been taught not to do that. So God is about to save the church from captivity and murder at the hands of Pharaoh and his mighty men, but not because they deserve it. Verse 23, I will sanctify my great name, which hath been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in the midst of them, and the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. That's right. The name means nature, character, and authority. The church doesn't know the nature, character, and authority of Jesus. They don't know he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. They don't know that he hasn't changed his mind about the covenant since he made it and what it entails. They don't know that. So men have done everything they could, but what God commands, and everything they could, but pray in faith. The bride did pray in faith. God will soon move to turn things around. Romans 9 and 17 says, for the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, for this very purpose did I raise thee up, that I might show in thee my power, that my name might be published abroad in all the earth. Think about this. This is awesome. God raised up the deep state so that when he destroyed it, the world would know he's God. Think about this. God is about to give glory to himself. He has laid out a parallel here between what he did with Pharaoh and his mighty men and what he's going to do with Babylon, deep state in America and in the world. He's going to bring them down for his glory so that the nations might know who he is. He said that my name might be published abroad in all of the earth. How awesome. Remember how the nations thought about Israel and about their God when he parted the Red Sea and destroyed Pharaoh's mighty army, his whole mighty army. Who has ever been able to conquer the deep state? Anybody that's tried is dead. Who has ever been able to conquer them? Now, God can do it very easily. He could have done it all way back at the beginning, but actually people are getting this revelation as we watch the show, you know. But think about the end. What is the end like? Well, Pharaoh and his army had to let them go because they were getting slaughtered. But then they thought differently. We made a mistake. We let our slaves go. So they went after them again. And that's what we're about to see. The deep state is going to go after the people of God again. And this is when God, by his mighty power, brings them down, destroys their work, destroys their ability, turns them to stupidness, as we call it, the stupid demons, the people that among us who sinned and who tried to hide their sin, instead of getting rid of it so we could be a sanctified body, God turned over to stupid demons to reprobate their mind so that they had no sense of conscience or righteousness. Yeah. We saw it happen. We know. And when we saw it happening in the government, we knew exactly that it was the exact same thing we'd just gone through. I asked for a text, she said, for all that the angel said and received, Isaiah 1 and 6. In context, 1 and 4 on. 1 and 4 through 7. Okay. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evil doers. Children that deal corruptly. He's talking about his own people here. Children that deal corruptly. A seed of evildoers. They have forsaken the Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel. They are estranged and gone backwards. They backslid. Apostate, that's what apostate means. Backslid. They're estranged and gone backward. The Lord, in other words, they don't know the Lord. It's so sad that so many Christians coming into the kingdom having some form of a born-again spirit in their life have been led astray very quickly into stupid religion that you can't defend with the Bible. And the Lord is applying this to this sick church who turned away from Jesus and the Word of God. Verse 5, why will ye be still stricken that you revolt more and more? The whole head is sick. The entire leadership of Christianity is corrupt. And the whole heart is faint from the sole of the foot even unto the head. There is no soundness in it. But wounds and bruises and fresh stripes. And that's a picture of the church. It's sick. It's beat up. It's bruised by the world. Has no authority over the world. Is not a government over the world. Because they don't even know what that government entails. They don't know that Jesus told them what you bind on earth is bound in heaven and what you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. They don't know that. And they don't believe that. If you tell them, they don't believe it. It doesn't matter if you show them in the Bible because they're idolaters. So they're sick and wounded from the world and from the curse. And they don't know they have authority over the curse because of what Jesus did at the cross. Jesus bore the curse so we could have Abraham's blessings, right? And he was blessed in all things, as the Bible says. But they don't know that. They don't know how to act in faith or speak faith or stand on faith. It's foolishness unto them. So there are fresh stripes, and they have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with oil. Your country is desolate. Yeah, just as Israel was desolate, the church is desolate. That means devoid of the true God. God's not in it with them. They're going their own way. They're not filled with the Holy Spirit. They teach against that. So, therefore, they're in bondage to their mind about what to do, where to go, etc., etc. And they think that's the normal Christian life. Your cities are burned with fire. That's one of the ways that Babylon, as a type of the deep state, destroys this apostate Christianity. It is how Babylon destroyed the apostate leadership of Israel. Burned with fire. We've got dreams on our side about our land burning up. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence. And it is desolate, as overthrown by strangers. Is our land being overthrown by strangers? Of course it is. If you want to consider it a deep state, strangers, they are. They're Satanists. But our country was founded on Christianity. They're strangers. And they've brought in strangers. And this invasion of adversaries who are destroying this nation and its sick church are going to be stopped by the only God. And that's because of his great mercy, not because of our righteousness, not because we deserve it, not for any reason like that. It's going to be because of his great mercy and for his name's sake, he said. And all of this is to give time for the man-child ministry to raise up the church, because that's who Jesus was. He was the man-child ministry of his day, and he raised up the church. And without that relative time of peace, he would not have been able to do that. And right now, of course, the church couldn't stand any kind of persecution because they don't have faith. They don't know how to exercise authority over the curse because, like the Bible says in Amos, Jacob is small. Amos interceded. God said he's going to destroy him, Israel. And Amos said, Jacob is small, how shall he stand? So true, so true. And the church is very small. It couldn't stand tribulation. They're already making up doctrines so that they can not walk by faith. One of their doctrines is it's okay to take the mark of the beast because the mark of God trumps the mark of the beast. No, that's not what the Bible says. If you've got the mark of the beast, you are identified for destruction because God's going to destroy the beast. The mark of the beast identifies you as a member of the body of the beast. God, who is sovereign, did this so that Christians would know who's who. And why will they take the mark of the beast? They will take it because they don't want to go into the wilderness. They don't think God can supply there, which made him mad in the book of Psalms, right? He can prepare a table in the wilderness. So they consider that you have to take the mark of the beast to feed your family and so on and so forth. They don't know the God who multiplies the fishes and the loaves. They don't know the God who answers every prayer, who said, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you received them and you shall have them. There's that craziness to them. That's just craziness to them. It's to claim something that they can't see. Because they walk by sight and not by faith. So you see how many people have been destroyed by these evil leaders who have taught them this lie and calling it Christianity. They've misidentified God. He's Baal. Their God is Baal. It's not Jesus Christ. So they brought this destruction upon the people of God. The Zedekiah leadership, who was destroyed by Babylon, had misled the people of God and was guilty of their blood. And now we've got the same thing. This bunch who is going to be destroyed by Babylon. Remember, Zedekiah's eyes were put out. He saw his sons being killed, and his eyes were being put out. This is the foolish shepherd, the promise about the foolish shepherd, right? And they have no spiritual sight at all. They have no spiritual insight at all. And they've been ruling over God's people, and God is saying, it's enough. I want my people free to follow Jesus. And Jesus is coming. He's coming in the reformers just like he has throughout the scriptures. But they're not free to follow. So God's going to set them free. He's going to bring down these evil people. Even the worldly church can see that these people are evil. They're all getting caught at this and caught at that. This power that they have over people causes them to take advantage of that power. They're plundering the church for their own aggrandizement. And they're destroying God's people because they don't teach them to walk in the steps of Jesus. There's no way to abide in Jesus unless you walk as he walked. That's what the Bible says. And if that which you heard from the beginning abide in you, then you abide in the Son. There is no fruit except you abide in the Son, as Jesus said. And you have to believe what you received in the beginning. That's the Bible that they want to change so much. They want to change it from what it says. And in so doing, they brought a curse upon themselves, the last four verses of the book. They have brought a curse upon themselves. They're going to be taken off of the tree of life. And their place taken out of the holy city, the bride. Even though they think they're the leaders, they're not. The bride is the leaders. It's a sad thing what's happened to Christianity. And everybody's got that same book there for them to read and to find out what it's supposed to be like. But they've turned away from the Lord. All they've got to do is go pick up the book and believe the book over and above what men say. With all of the denominations in America and around the world, they choose to believe one of them. Well, that's crazy. There's not one of them that follows Jesus. Because history repeats always. Not one of the denominations of Jesus' day followed him. People followed him out of them. They had to come out of them. And now, we're at the same place. If you don't come out, you won't follow Moses into the wilderness. Jesus into the desert, which is the wilderness. You won't follow. You can't follow the Lord while you're following these people. And of course, that's what the apostate leaders of Judaism were warring against Jesus, because the people were following him like they should have been. He was teaching them the truth of the new covenant. And these men were jealous and angry. They were full of pride and arrogance. They thought it was their vineyard. They were to bring the fruit to the Son, and they didn't, and they killed the Son. They thought it was their vineyard, my church. It's not your church, sir. It's Jesus' church. You're a steward. And the only thing you can do is teach them to obey the Word of God. Instead, this is the opposite of what's going on. So God's got to do something drastic here to bring an end to this and to make this change. Obama promised change. He brought change. Not the change that they wanted. Now that Trump's bringing the change that they want, they're mad. They're angry. And the same thing is true in the church with the man-child ministry, even though it's the pre-anointed man-child ministry. In the pre-anointed man-child ministry in the church, they're bringing the change. The Pharisees of the denominations can't bring any change. They will not change. They don't change their mind about the Word of God. Even though they pick and choose verses and skip over all the rest, they don't teach people about Jesus, who is the Word. Well, Father, we ask you, Lord, we know your plan. We know it's going to look horrendous to a lot of the church, because all the things that they hold dear are the things that you want to get rid of. It's going to be such a shaking. The fall of the deep state in the government is just another symbol of the fall of the deep state leaders of the church. They're the same. Lord, we ask you to make a quick work of preparing your people for the Passover, Lord. So many don't know about it. Their leaders will not teach them about it. They don't have faith that you can do this thing for your people. And so they're not teaching them, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to reveal your Passover, not the Old Testament letter, but the spiritual Passover of the destroyer, who has already plotted and schemed to destroy the people of God, have also already done that in foreign countries. Multitudes of Christians have been killed by ISIS, which Obama and Hillary raised up. And they purposed to do that. And then they purposed to do it in this country too. And that's why they were bringing in their armies, their Muslim armies, their anarchist armies, is to destroy, to destroy, to destroy. And these armies have a hatred for Christianity. They've been taught that we are all of the problem of the world. And I have to say there's some truth to that, because God's people haven't shown them true Christianity, nor do they know about it. So, Father, we ask you in Jesus' name, Lord, open the eyes of your people. Father, please grant grace and mercy to your people, to their eyes, that their eyes might be opened to see and understand that it's all true. Your word is all still true. and they're going to be held accountable. And Lord, we ask you to reveal even to those among the leadership, which is a very hard thing to do, that they're going the wrong way. Lord, there are staunch Democrats who would have never thought about changing sides, who have a little bit of conscience left, and they see what's going on, and they don't want to be ruled by these crazy people. And they're changing sides, as we read earlier, changing from the blue to the red. Even states are doing this. And the mass media is making such a fool of themselves because they've got the same demons. They've been going to the same parties, sacrificing children, and so on and so forth. And that's why these demons are on them. The faction in the church has sacrificed every one of their children. You can see them go downhill as soon as they fall into faction. And when you look at the apostate church, what have they done? They've sacrificed their children to Moloch. Just like the deep state worships Moloch. Because he accepts the sacrifice of children. And the church is raising up their children to go through the fire. I mean, to go to hell. Because they're not teaching them that you must lose your life to gain your life. And they don't want to lose their life to gain their life. They like their life. They like especially, you know, being promoted over the people of God, just like Satan. Lord, thank you for your mercy in stopping this headlong rush to destruction. We know you know who to take out and who not to take out, Lord. We know you are all wise. And we can't think above you. And Lord, we prayed for our families, our children, wives, husbands, whoever is caught up in this system. We've all prayed for them, Lord. And we know that you're holding our prayers high and that you're going to fulfill them. We ask you for your mercy, Lord, that you would uphold us in the faith because we're believing for our children even here at what seems to be in many cases the last moment. But we know that you're doing all these things to save the children. And even when the Israelites went into the wilderness and they knew what was right and they rebelled, they were in willful disobedience. And you told them that they were going to die in the wilderness. But their children, who were ignorant of the past signs and wonders and miracles, you were going to bring to the promised land. Lord, we know it's that way today. You're going to do just that. Many parents have led their children astray, taught them lies, comfortable in the worldliness of worshiping Baal instead of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for honoring our prayers and bringing our children and our lost loved ones into the kingdom through all of this shaking, Lord. I know, Lord, you've shown us that some people are going to be on their deathbed when they turn back to Jesus. And they're going to be saved. They're going to enter the kingdom. Some are going to be dying from the plague. And they're going to confess their sins and turn to Jesus. Some are going to be dying by the sword. Some are going to be under threat of the persecution of Islam in this country, and of the drug lords bringing their militants in here to do the same thing, and of the leftists. Lord, you're going to threaten your people. And we just ask that you give grace, that your people will turn to you, Lord, and start reading your word and finding out for themselves what Christianity is all about. Lord, they desperately need this. We ask, Lord, that you put it into the hearts of your people to seek after the Passover lamb, the word of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your mighty mercy, Lord. Thank you for your mighty grace, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for all that you do, Lord, that you work all things together for our good, because we do love you. Thank you for preserving your bride, Lord, through this persecution and hatred of this time to come. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for granting us grace, Lord. Lord, manifest in your pre-anointed man child that anointing which represents the coming of the Lord in his people. The Spirit of God in his people, empowering them to be what they need to be. Lord, we ask for a great outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon your people. I had friends when I was young, Lord. You knew them. They were baptized in the Spirit, sometimes driving along in their car or tying their shoes or whatever, and they didn't even know what it was. But it gave them wisdom and discernment high above even their teachers. They didn't know what it was. You had to show them what it was because their church wouldn't teach them. So, Lord, even today, Lord, we ask that you do this. We ask that you give your people dreams and visions and revelations like you did with me. And with some very close friends of mine, when we were delivered from the Pentecostal church, you gave us all revelations that that church didn't have, and it helped us to come out from among them. Lord, we ask you to do this even now for your church. Reveal to them truths about yourself, Lord, that will help them to realize that their leadership doesn't know much. And they don't want to know much. They only want to teach what they've been taught. It's the blind leading the blind. So, Lord, please have mercy upon your people. There are multitudes, you have told us, multitudes are going to die. But they're in your hands, Lord. Some of them, this will be an eternal death. Some of them will have moments of lucidity so that they can confess you, repent and confess you. Some of them are so dumbfounded that they don't know what to do and they would not react at all. So we're asking you, Father, to have mercy upon your people and our people who are in this world that need so desperately to know you, that you would reveal to them through dream, through vision, through prophecy, through word of God, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and open their minds, Lord. They've closed their minds. They've closed their eyes, closed their ears, like the deaf adder when the charmer was trying to bring them around. Thank you, Father. Thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you for this opportunity today to share with your people. And we ask, Lord, that you continue to give us revelations concerning these things. And we know that you are going to do what you said you were going to do. You're going to win this thing. You're going to turn this thing around unbelievably before it turns back. And thank you, Father, for this in Jesus' name. Thank you for your wondrous love for each and every one of us, Lord, in granting us repentance and drawing us unto yourself. Thank you, Lord. We do not deserve it. Just as you pointed out in verses today, we do not deserve it, but you're doing it for your name's sake. Lord, glorify your name as you did at the Red Sea. Glorify your name that the nations would listen to what we have to say. That great revival would come. Lord, you spoke of a time when your bride will have been matured and overcome, and you brought the nations to that those brides, those people that are in the bride. You're bringing the nations to them because they know there's something there. That's why they said, return, return, O Shulamite, that we might look upon thee. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name that your church will be able to see something in your bride and repent and believe. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your goodness to us, your love for us, your granting us repentance. Fill us mightily with your Spirit, Lord, so that we may speak to your people whenever we see them. Let that anointing flow so that your people recognize you in us. Let it be, Lord. Let it be. In the name of Jesus, Father. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Lord, you promised a visitation, and a visitation to destroy the Edomites, to save your people from them. You promised that. All of it's written. So thank you, Father. Thank you for having mercy. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name. Well, okay, saints. Thank you for joining us today. And God bless you and keep you. And we love you. Good night.